does Deshaun make your whole team better? I mean, the offensive line, the running backs, the defense, because they're not on the field as much. Like, how do you kind of quantify that?
Yeah, I mean, I think any time that, you know, you have a quarterback who performed like you did on Sunday, you know, at a pretty high level, it kind of gives everybody, a shot in the arm, a little bit of juice, you know, some confidence. I think that's pretty standard with quarterback play, but I would say that's certainly one of the ways that he does that he changes the game and gets things moving. And, certainly he did that Sunday, and we got to build on that.
What is it like to have a quarterback like that, just an offense that can – I know it's only one game, but –
Yeah, I mean, obviously Sunday was a great day. It was exciting, you know, to be part of that. But it's exactly right. It's one game, you know, and I think that's the biggest point that we've all talked about this week was that was great Sunday and Sunday night, and on to the next now. I mean, there's certainly things. You'll never play a perfect football game. That was not a perfect football game. There's still plenty of room to improve. He's a rookie quarterback. And that's the biggest thing to keep in mind, and he's good with that, and he understands that, and that's what gives you the shot to move forward and keep progressing.
Sean Peele said that he'll talk to Deshaun about some Clemson things they've done. Obviously, you guys watched a ton of those in the past few years. How much do you borrow from other things you might pick up on as a coach, just as you try to evolve the offense and continue to be creative each week?
Yeah, I think every staff, to be honest with you, is kind of looking at different things that fit the skill set of their players. And we're no different. You know, we're constantly researching whether it's, you know, other NFL teams and what's been successful for different players that maybe have a similar skill set. That goes on constantly. It goes on all off season and in the college ranks too. So when you get a guy who you feel has particular things that work or he can work well with, that's what you do. You find those teams and you go after it. And you try to work it into the system that you believe in. So you're getting a combination of both and you're not totally going away from what you've installed and worked on all spring, what you believe in philosophically.
You had Bill Belichick, Matt Patricia, last Dick LeBeau, and now Bob Sutton, maybe we'll talk about enough just as he gets to mind. What's this week like in terms of strategy with him? How challenging is he?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big-time challenge. I mean, he's, you know, there's going to be different fronts that he's going to be looking at. Again, like I talk to you guys every week, to me, disguises and holding their looks and things like that are going to be a part of what every guy does to a rookie quarterback. I don't care what he played like the week before. That's going to be part of it. We know it. It's kind of that, in some ways, a little bit of that Rex Ryan tree that shows up a little bit where you're getting some different types of pressures out of different personnel groupings. I mean, it's a big challenge. And like every week is in the NFL, but Bob Sutton's a very good coach, and they're a well-coached defense with a lot of talent over there. And it's going to take our best effort for sure.
Marcus Peters, just how difficult is it? We've seen him intercept a lot of passes.
Yeah, I mean, he's a very good corner. He's got great ball skills, and he's a ball hawk is what he is. You know, he's constantly got his eyes, even in man coverage. He's got a feel for where his man and his responsibility is, but his eyes are constantly on the quarterback. And if you're not careful and knowing exactly where he is at all times, he can ruin a game. He'll make plays on the ball. But he is a ball hawk for sure.
How key was it to have Fuller back and to get that performance you all had on Sunday? He obviously had a great game, but just in terms of opening up the playbook is kind of a term we keep using, but having a guy that stretches the field like that, how much more does that give you options-wise?
Yeah, I mean, you know, every single time that you've got a guy who's got the vertical threat that Will does with his speed, but also, you know, sometimes what gets lost a little bit, Will's a good route runner, you know, and it's not just go routes all day long. It's good routes as well, so he wins a lot of one-on-one matchups. And people know that. They see it on film. So they've got to deal with that. That takes a little attention off of everybody else. The guy in the slot, the tight ends, can take some attention off of Hop, which helps us there. So having him as the balance, the counterpart to Hopkins on the other side and to the other guys, you know, in the slot and the tight end spots is huge.
In terms of creativity, like, it seems like you guys are using Lamar a little bit more as a pass catcher out of the backfield than you did in the past. Is there a particular reason for that, or is it just seems that there's more opportunities to do that now based on who the quarterback is or confidence in the rest of the offense?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of both. You know, it's no different than, you know, I mean, some of the routes that we have, you know, has always had the same route combinations for the back and the back getting out. You know, we just happen to have, times where because of maybe our stretching of the field, coverage is sinking, backs coming open, quarterback seeing it. So it's a combination of both. And then, you know, obviously, when you're throwing the ball to the back and he's doing a good job of catching it and getting some yards after the catch and moving the chains, quarterbacks notice that and they start throwing to the backs, you know, a little bit more.
Sean, what has your process been like for Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, in my opinion, from day one when he came in here, he's been very serious about what he's done. He's been a mature guy, kind of, you know, beyond his years in my mind. You know, he never acted like a rookie in terms of how he approached his job. To me, it was came in professional, serious, and I think certainly that's been a big part of his maturation and how he's handled things. He's made rookie mistakes on the field, don't get me wrong, and we know he will, and we're working to get better with that, you know, every week, every day. But, you know, the way he approaches his job and the seriousness that he takes it with, and it's impressive.
Who's Tyler Irvin, just in terms of the things he did versatility-wise, his back, his receiver? Do you feel like you have a lot of other guys that can do something similar, or is it going to be a little bit different for the offense now, just in terms of having him as a secondary target?
I think anytime you lose somebody that, you know, has a skill set that you can move from the backfield to the slot, you know, outside even, you know, a guy who plays well on special teams, it's a loss. It's a loss, you know, and you look to fulfill that with combinations of other players and, you know, finding guys that can do certain things that Tyler did. And, you know, that's the way we'll approach it. And, you know, but certainly Irv was doing a good job for us, and we're going to miss him.
Sean,